This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and we're right at the bottom of the hour. I'm today's host, Rasha McChesney, and today we're talking to Juno photojournalist Brian Wallace. And Brian, before we look at any of your other photos, I want to know how many times you listen to Tupelo Honey in the dark room. I can see you grooving to it.
Well, according to my iPod counter, I'm up to like 700 listens in the past 10 years. Uh-huh. But I used it as a timing device for processing some of my film, because it's like almost the same amount of time for. So I come in running, I hit play, and then 6 months, 6 minutes later, I'd be done with the development bath.
I have always struggled with my timing on that. I'm going to need you to build me a playlist of songs that I can listen to from beginning to end. That's such a good idea. Okay, so we just had talked about this photo of Patricia Hall. You get to call her Patty. I guess none of us do. That was your first published photo in the Empire. And I want to use that as a sort of launching pad to talk about your professional career, which is how I came to know you as a photojournalist. And it sounds a little bit like you got hooked on the sort of adrenaline of making a good photo on deadline. And is that sort of when you decided that you wanted to be a professional photographer?
I really love, one big thing I miss about working in the newspaper, besides working with awesome people most of the time, it's the adrenaline rush. News happens. I like, coming back and you got 22 minutes to process a film and to edit, print, and bring it up to the managing editor. And to have that happen on a daily basis was just electric, totally excitement for me.
So you tell me what 18-year-old Brian decided to do when you decided to be a professional photographer. Where did you go next?
Well, I went to the University of Washington when I was a terrible student.
Go on.
I majored in going to the Rolling Stones and concerts and stuff. I got all the great side trappings of being in Seattle, coming from this like quiet little backwater town, and all of a sudden, wow, I'm going to the Rolling Stones, or I'm going to like new wave dance clubs, and I'm the list goes on. I did everything but study.
So
while I'm at University of Washington, it's getting towards the end. I don't have the GPA to, I'm either going to be thrown out the door, or I'm going to just walk out before I get grabbed and thrown out. And I was looking around in a magazine, and it said, something caught my eye. Said that there was a fashion photography workshop in New York City, sponsored by Parsons School of Design / New School. And I think, what the heck, give it a shot. I didn't have it. You needed to send in 20 images for review to get accepted into the workshop.
Were 16 of those from Rolling Stones concerts that you had just photographed, or how did you pick those?
No, I wish they would. Wish they were. They would let me take photos of the Rolling Stone concert. I ran around campus in University of Washington, and I just rounded up several students who I knew from different classes, and I said, "Look, can I take fashion photos of you?" Which was like, a cheap come on too. I'm sure they thought that. But I did get some photos. I got the slides together. I mailed it off to Parsons School with my application, thinking I'll never hear from them. This is the day before internet, before cell phones and stuff. And I'm checking my mail at the apartment where I'm staying, and I open it up, Parsons School resign. What are they? Probably a reject. And I open it up, says, "Congratulations, you've been accepted along with 35 other people around the country to attend the workshop." Says, I couldn't believe that. I walked to 7-Eleven, got a Dr. Pepper, and I drank it, and said, "Did I just really get accepted to this fashion photography workshop?" And I did, and I knew it wasn't going to go over well with mom and dad. So,
you can soften the sting of your GPA by saying, "But I'm going to New York." You don't think that's gonna fly, or?
Well, I didn't do that. I went down where they had downtown Fourth Avenue in Seattle. That's where all of the airline ticket sellers were. you know, back from the day before you ordered online, you actually had to walk in somewhere and buy a ticket. Ugh. And I got a paper ticket from United Airlines. And then a couple days later, I was in New York City and I called Mom and Dad and says, Mom and Dad, I'm in New York. I'm in New York. Yeah, I'm going to be a fashion photographer in New York City.
Brian, I want to tell people a photo number six. You can take a good hard look at what Brian's sort of view from New York City was for most of his stay there.
I stayed in a real dumpy hotel. I mean, dumpy doesn't come close to describing just how horrible it was. The Hotel Rio was just off of Times Square. If you've been in New York City now, it's a great, wonderful, you know, almost Disney-esque in Times Square, but in 1981, it was like, you know, Dante couldn't have dreamed up a worse place to be in the world. I stayed there for 3 months, and the reason why I stayed there was like $13.50 a night. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a scene from a film noir. You know, the film, the Rio Hotel would always buzz when every time it came on. And I can hear the pigeons and I can hear the crazy psycho people in Times Square screaming their head off all the time. Sirens and people hollering. It was like I was in New York City. I was like in heaven. I could not, when I was walking around with my portfolio that I made from the workshop, and basically I got laughed out. And I was like, God, what do you want to do? You want to be a janitor? Yeah, you're certainly not going to be a fashion photographer workshop, fashion photographer. So like that kind of like put cold water on the idea of becoming a fashion photographer. But I did go to a bunch of Broadway shows. So I worked at Prudhoe Bank the year before, so I had lots of money to burn, lots of money to spend frivolously, and so I spent it on pizza, Dr. Pepper, Broadway shows, and having the time of life in New York City.
How long were you there?
I was there from just about 4.5 months. Finally, I kind of take an appraisal of my financial situation. So, well, I got enough to like get to Seattle, and I'm gonna have to like bum money from Mom and Dad to get home. So
that sounds like about the right time to end that trip. I've done that to my parents.
I got to Seattle, and my mom she's just fit to be tied. She's just like just giving me the third degree, and I'm crashing on the floor of one of my aunt's houses, and I was totally defeated. I go back to Juneau, not sure what I'm gonna do. And Clinton Heights, I had this program to help pay for interns. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, should I be a photo intern at the Juneau Empire? And I was like, well, that's just something I hadn't considered up until that point. So the head of the program, Jerry Arca, he like made the connection. And then I came in with a poor excuse of a newspaper photographer portfolio.
You had a fashion portfolio. And,
Mark Kelly looked at it and he's kind of, we'll give you a chance. So from that chance moment, it lasted 28 years, 6 months.
You are Mark Kelly's intern?
Working with him for that.
Wow. Actually your anyway, work, go ahead.
Just a quick technical thing. I can see you up on the video, but I cannot hear a word you're saying. So is there.
Okay. Let's work on that for a second. We'll take a second for a technical break.